essentially, these kind of sugya, it's not the first time this year that we've had this, but just to help you appreciate, you know, on the one hand, so sometimes it takes a lot of patience, these gemaras that are about limudim and they're about drashas, and sometimes our tendency is, unfortunately, to feel like we want to skip those gemaras and not the most alumdishu gemaras, but it happens to be that if we pay close attention to them, oh, it sounds like even more fun, right? If we pay close attention to them, so then we get to appreciate how they tie into our lamdasha points. And then we talk shalashma balashma, that coming at it to kind of extract its lamdas hopefully helps us to appreciate also that every statement that Ravina and Ravashi wanted to share with us has value. Talmud Torah, and hopefully the label will come to have a greater appreciation for these sugyas. If we had enough time, you know, we wouldn't skip anything. We would carefully examine every sugya in shots and wouldn't skip anything. So opportunities like this help us to have a greater appreciation for different kinds of sugyas, which don't always present themselves the same way. But we've seen this already a little bit on this daf in general. We've noted how the Havminas and the Maskanas and these Gemaras all teach us interesting things. So let's try to figure out where a chuppah fits in. A chuppah itself is, you know, even more of a Havmina sense, because we probably paskin that chuppah is not kona, even though there's a little bit to say about that as well. So let's at least look at the Gemara first. So this is the bottom of Tanya Maral. Second wide line says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna Chuppah Kona. How do you know? Mikal v'chomer Umakes Shein Michael B'truma Kona Chuppah Shnachal B'truma Eino Din Shetikna. So the first possibility is that Chuppah is more powerful than Kesef, because Kesef can give you a Kinyan Kedushin, but it can't get you Truma. While chuppah can get someone into, can get the wife of a kohen, the incoming wife of a kohen, into a truma eating situation, so clearly it's more powerful. So says the Gemara, really, the kesef ain't no mitzvah, so kesef doesn't have that effect. The Amarula Dvar Torah, Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochelos B'truma, isn't the din of the Torah that Arusa, meaning she just had kidney and kesef, she can still betruma shenamar v'koish yikin nefesh kinyan kaspo v'hai kinyan kaspo hu umat ham amru eino ochele. So why do we say practically that she does not? Zera shem yim zegula kos v'veis avia v'tashkenu l'achel v'achosa. But since she's not living with him yet, she's still living in her father's house, so we're worried that maybe she'll try to drink some truma and she'll say, oh, here, brother have some, sister have some, and they are not right to have truma, so we don't want that. So practically speaking, she doesn't do it, but kesef umaisa does actually have that impact. So parakachi. So let's rather refute it this way: ma kesef she'eino gomer kona kesef, which cannot complete the process. Boom, that can still make a kinyan. Chuppah shegomeres eino din shetikne. Chuppah that does finish it off, shouldn't it not create a kinyan? So you could say, well, yeah, but kesef is actually better than chuppah, because mala kesef shekain potent like deishos maisu sheni. So that maybe refutes that. So okay, bia tochiyach, mala bia shekain kone bia v'ama. So you could say, no, that bia is not really going to be a good proof, because ki bia does the kone bia v'ama, and chuppah doesn't, so bia is stronger than yavama, and then chuppah, so you can't learn from it. So kesef yachiyach, and okay, let's bring kesef back to mechazer adin, lo roi zeh, kroi zeh, below right, because that cries out, okay, there's always going to be a problem. Ella, Tzar, Shav, Shav, ahead, the common element, Shakon, the Alma, the Konin, Khan, that there is a Kenyan elsewhere, there's a Kenyan here too. Afani, Avi, Chuppah, Shakon, the Alma, the Konin, Khan. All right, the Gemara is going to continue to go back and forth about that, but let's work with what we've seen so far. So, this idea that Chuppah should work more than Kesef, because it is gomeres. So, what assumptions are in that sentence? This assumption, oh, the chuppah is gomeres, so therefore it should for sure be kona, is Kesef, is Koner, without being Goner. What kind of assumptions do you see there? I think there are at least two assumptions that are contained within that possibility. And this is what we're trying to develop a sensitivity to. Right? That the Gemara is assuming a mathematical formula here. So for this mathematical formula to work, a couple of parts have to be true. Jacob?
And this is a greater action than conditioning.
Okay, so right, so one is you have kind of a kal v'chomer. So that gomeres is a bigger deal, is more powerful than kidding, or tchila, as the Gemara calls it here. But how do you know that? And why is that clearly true? It's just later on in the process. Because it takes you further, that means it's stronger. Now that by itself could have made sense, except that there's another part that kind of undermines that. And this is important, right? It takes you further would only be significant if...
If it didn't need that for something else.
Right, right. So it was only significant if it made the whole trip by itself. Now, should I say that my feet are faster than a car, or more powerful than a car? Because the car can take me up to my driveway, but it can't take me into my living room. So I parked the car in the driveway, and then I walk into my living room, my feet took me further. So a car can only get me from here to my driveway, my feet. It gets me all the way into my living room, my feet are stronger. So this is going to be a major question. Why are we assuming that chuppah is so much more powerful than kesef? It only works because kesef is there too, presumably. So let's take a look how this is the assumption or this isn't the assumption. Right. So what we're going to see now, some of the sources that come after this, is that there are a couple of unanswered questions. What kind of questions could you ask about the hypothetical Kenyan kite of chuppah? Right? Chuppah koner. Some details are unclear here. What details are unclear?
Is chuppah Kenyan?
Sorry?
Is chuppah Kenyan?
Well, that part seems to be the question itself. But chuppah being a Kenyan, there are some details I still need to know. Well, what is chuppah? True, what is chuppah, right? But let's say I know what chuppah is. Still, let's assume I know what chuppah is, and I want to consider chuppah as a Kenyan. Still, there are parts of the sentence that are being left out. Can you have a hand up?
Just
say
chuppah koner by itself.
Ah.
So it's something else.
Okay, so one question is, does chuppah have power by itself? What's another question you could ask here? Yes, sir?
Does chuppah work like the other three kinyanim?
Oh, okay. Does chuppah have the same power as the other three kinyanim, better or worse? It's another good one. What else? Jacob, you had a hand up? Well, here's also a major question, which was always ancient to ask, and we'll see how this seems to be a working assumption or not assumption of other sources. So, we know that chuppah is done for nisun, right? So now we're asking, is chuppah good for Kiddushin? So there's a major detail I need to know in terms of understanding what that question is. Anyone help me out? If I'm using chuppah for nisuin, and I want to know if the chuppah works for Kiddushin, what's my setup here?
Source?
Well, source is always important too, but that's what our Gemara is trying to figure out. There's this practically, Mitzias, what's going on here?
Does it accomplish the same goals?
Does it accomplish the same goals, but also within that?
Nice.
Well, a little more, Tamir?
Accomplish both, but just in
the okay. It closes, what?
They both work at the same time.
They work at the same time? How many chuppahs are here?
One.
I don't know. Is there one chuppah here or two chuppahs?
Yes. Two?
I don't know. So that's really a fundamental question to this Gemara. What's going on? Is the Gemara saying that Can we just skip the Kesef Kiddushin and go right to the Chuppah? Right, let's see, it's a work night and people are coming to the wedding. We don't have time for this whole story. So let's try to cut out all the extras. Right, this also theoretically could have implications for the whole civil marriage thing, or maybe non-halachic marriage, because let's say you have the chuppah, right? So is it chuppah by itself that could accomplish everything? We say b'chlal masal yamana, that you could have chuppah be kiddushin and nisuin at the same time, or do we say that no, we're talking about let's add an extra chuppah. Let's have a chuppah for kiddushin and a chuppah for nisuin. Two chuppah processes. Pretty major question, right? That's basically a fundamental issue we need to know what's our Gemara talking about. What's our Gemara asking? The Gemara wants to know, machlokas, chuppah kona or it's not kona. So what's happening? Are we having an extra chuppah to possibly serve as kiddushin? Or are we saying, no, chuppah kona regime, let's do everything at once. Now, just for some background, with Soloveitchik and his shiurim, assume that it makes sense to say it's really the second way, that the Gemara is asking, could chuppah in one shot accomplish everything? But we have to see whether that's the assumption that the Rishonim and Achronim are making. So let's keep that question in mind as we look a little further. No, we had an issue?
There just as like a suggestion for or a question on trying to identify whether it involves two separate chuppahs. Does that require us to then look back at what it means for chuppah to at what chuppah accomplishes, and therefore see?
Oh, very good. Okay, I think it does expect that. So keep that thought in mind for a few minutes, and let's see how that plays out. So let's look for a second at Tosfos. So Tosfos Dimar Maskel chuppah. Here on top of Hay and the Bays. So Tosfos starts off with one question, which maybe we'll come back to, but let's look at the second half of Tosfos. So ask Tosfos in Tomar with the dog. This is just about exactly halfway through this Tosfos. You see it there? In Tomar with the dog. So if you want to say, according to us, the Amar, the Chuppah ain't a Kona. Right, that we say Chuppah is not a Kona, assuming that that's the case. So then, this whole Kava Homer could actually work the other way. Name it the Kesef Goymer. Let's say that Kesef should actually be the stronger one then. And Kesef, let's make a limut that should affect Nisuin. After Kesef. That first let's have Kesef for Kedushin. And then let's have another Kesef for Nisuin. Right? The Kava Homer, the Chuppah. Kava Homer from Chuppah. Ma Chuppah she'eno kona. Gomeris. Right, so chuppah cannot, according to us apparently, do kedushin, and yet it can do nisuin. Kesef shakona. Eino din shiyigmor? So Kesef, which is able to do kinyan, shouldn't it be able to do nisuin? Now here, this is an interesting question, right? Because this question, you see, contradicts the assumption that we made in the Gemara a few minutes ago. We said that for the Gemara's limud to be working, there has to be some assumption that Gemara Nisuin, Gemara marriage, Gemara Ishus, is a greater accomplishment than Tchilas Ishus, right? That was apparently the assumption of the Gemara, that Chuppah, which could do that, which could get you to the end, so that, for sure, is therefore stronger than Kesef and should be able to start the process. But here, Tosfos is apparently assuming, no, there's no such logic. It goes either direction. So therefore, what's the nature of the Kal V'Chomer if it could go in either direction? Yes, sir?
You restate Tosfos' question.
Yeah. See, Tosfos' question is that the Gemara says Chuppah seems to be stronger than Kesef. Because Chuppah does Gemar, and Kesef only does Tchil. So therefore, Chuppah should do Tchil also. Right? That's the assumption of Gemar. So we said we have to figure out what that assumption is, because it seems to be assuming, okay, that Gemar is better than Tchil. Which we don't know why that's true, I mean, it takes you to a further location, but maybe that's only because it works on top of the process that something else did. So that's why we struggled with that. Is that so significant just because it takes you to your living room instead of your driveway, but it only comes after the car took you to your driveway? So now we see Tosus isn't working with that, because Tosus says, well, now that we know that Chuppah isn't Kona, so let's say that Kesef is stronger, because Kesef is Kona. So now let's flip the, because it's like an Othello game, and it's going to flip the colors back in my favor, so now I'm taking over your colors. Right, so now let's say that, ha, I win. You guys know what Othello is, right? So now I flip you back to me. So now let's say because Kesef is stronger than Chuppah, because we decided Chuppah is not Kona, so let's let Kesef actually do Nisuin too. So according to Tosus, what's the nature of the Kal v'Chomer? It's a little bit difficult, right? That it's not that one is stronger than the other. It's just that, it's not that one accomplishment is greater than the other, rather. It's not that finishing the suin is better than starting Kiddusha. That's not, like the Gemara sounded like that, and we weren't sure why it was true. But according to Tosfos, it's not working off that assumption at all. And Tosfos is working off the assumption that the Kal v'Chomer just means that if we see that one can do something, it's stronger than the other. It's a difficult question in Tosfos to begin with, because why this Kal v'Chomer should exist, I don't know how to explain it off the surface.
Tosfos Kal v'Chomer?
Yeah, Tosfos is Kal v'Chomer. We weren't sure how to explain the Gemara's Kal v'Chomer. That was already hard, but maybe at least we had some kind of a glimpse of what was going on. But Tosfos is harder. Tosfos is saying, okay, so now we know that Chuppah has been defeated for Kedusha. So Kesef, that has Kedushin, is stronger than Chuppah. How do you know?
It's just the opposite of the Gemara's Kal v'Chomer take assumption that she's not being stronger. He's saying that really it's the start of the process is the stronger aspect, because if you can't get off the ground in the first place, then what good is it to finish if you can't start?
So the truth is, I would have thought this far that makes sense. The problem is, it's the opposite of the Gemara's assumption. One could have said, right, that in a lot of areas of life, it's harder to get in the front door than to get past the front door. Getting in the front door, whether it's immigration or a marriage or a conversion or a lot of areas of life, getting in the front door is the hardest part, and then moving around within is easier. So I could understand where Tosfos is coming from, but it's interesting that it's the opposite of the Gemara. Right? It's like Tosfos, let's say, saying, oh look, taking two unrelated people and creating a kinyan between them, that's a bigger accomplishment. So finishing off the process, all right, once you already have this, it's like, or if you want to give a closer muscle, what's harder, getting a girl you're engaged to agree to marry you, or getting a girl you've never met before to agree to marry you? Right, once you've already gotten past the engagement, so that's a done deal past that. So getting to that first stage is a bigger deal. So again, these are all just svaras in the air. But it's just worth being aware that how exactly the Kal v'Chomer works is something we need to figure out. So in any event, so that's the Tosfos's first point. So the Eish Lomar. So now the answer is especially interesting. The Eish Lomar delo motzi lachuchei shiyigmur ela acher kesef kichupa. That if we want to try to derive it from chupa, so we have to be fair. Right, Chuppah accomplishes what it accomplishes after Kesef. And therefore, if we want Kesef to accomplish that, it also has to do it the same way. Two acts of the same thing. Right? Because normally you have Kesef, then Chuppah. So if you want to say Kesef can do Chuppah's job too, you need a second Kesef. Which brings us to the question we had in the Gemara, that maybe Chuppah's whole power was only building on something else. So if you want to use that power to transfer to Kesef, you have to have the same rules. So says Tosfos, so that's what it would mean to say that Kesef is Kona, to say that Kesef is Gomer, you'd have to say only Kesef after a previous Kesef, two Kesefs. Umay ume, hai Kesef, me hai Kesef. So that's a little ridiculous. What's the point of two kesefs? If you're just doing the same thing twice, why is the second one able to accomplish something the first one didn't? So when you think about it, like, do you see how many different points are in this Tosis? And in the Gemara? Right, so the Gemara, I mean, this Tosis is a bunch of questions that are being raised. So what exactly is the nature of the process between Erusin and Nisuin? Which one is more of an accomplishment? Which direction can you make a Kal v'chomer? Is our whole assumption that you only go in one direction? And is our whole assumption that it's only because you're building on the previous step? And then Tosfos' last line here, very interesting. It doesn't make sense to say that you can have Kesef doing the second job, because you would have to have Kesef first, and two Kesefs in a row doesn't make sense. Because why can the second one accomplish anything more than the first one? Interestingly, no one's suggesting maybe it should be more Kesef. They haven't experienced college registration. But in any event, that seems to be the assumption. So there's a lot of very interesting premises under this Tosus and this Gemara. Now, Jonah asked me before, no, yeah?
Yeah, could you make the deal that the fact that Tosfos says, Achar Kesef Kechopa, that he's saying that it's not just like Chopa, which also requires a process to occur first, but it's also like Chopa that you also need to have two separate Chopas.
Say it again, to the left.
Like the second question of the Rav, where he asked, if chuppah can act as both nisuin and kiddushin, do you need two different chuppahs?
Mm-hmm.
So could we make a diuk in Tosfos with the fact that he says achar that the kesef can only work if it's similar to chuppah, because el achar kesef kechuppah, that just like chuppah requires a first step as well, and they have to do a second one, and therefore you need to have two separate kesefs if you want to accomplish the same thing that chuppah would be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tosfos implying by saying kechuppah that chuppah also requires two separate?
Oh, so it is definitely relevant. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's basically saying that if you're going to have the same process doing both, you would need it twice. But at the same time, as together as it makes that assumption, it challenges that assumption, because what's the point in doing the same action twice? If the action accomplishes something the second time, it should accomplish it the first time. And to say that it's stronger the second time doesn't make sense. If it's the same action twice, how is the second one any stronger than the first one?
But he doesn't raise that issue by chuppah. He only raises that issue by kesef.
Oh, so that's something we also have to figure out then. So is this an issue that should be raised by chuppah? Tamir?
Can you do that to maybe just context is different? The Maisa can be different as well.
Okay.
It's true, it's the same Maisa, but
right.
Now it's a totally different.
Do you want to answer the my only?
Right. I don't really understand.
Okay, now so we'll see. Let's hold on to that point. It's possible that there's an answer to the my only premise. But right now, Tosfos is giving you a premise and taking it away at the same time. But apparently working on the premise that if the same object, if the same process does two things, it would have to do it twice to do those two things. And if it does it twice, then it's illogical, because why is it different the second time than the first time? Why is the second time able to accomplish more than the first time? So I guess to use our car muscle, if we say the car also gets you into the living room, so but you have to get out of the car first, then what exactly is going on? So Joni asked me a question before, which I told him to hold on to, that, well, what if you weren't doing, what if you weren't doing Kiddushei Kesef? What if you were doing Kiddushei Shtar? Right, then is there room to say, okay, if I did Kiddushei Shtar first, then Kesef should work for Nisuin, because now maybe it is different? What do you think about that question? Who asked that question besides Jonah?
Marsha.
Right, so let's take a look at the Marsha together. Marsha and Hayamid Beis, let's take it from the middle. So Hiksha Mari Ibn Lev. Demai Tirtsu Umay Ume Hai Kesef Me Hai Kesef. this idea that how could one kesef be stronger than the other? That what if you have shtar first? And then you want to have kesef after that, gomer b'kal v'chomer. Then let's let the kal v'chomer work. If the only problem is my omer, so in a situation where you use the shtar first, then maybe kesef indeed could work from the kal v'chomer. And we'll say, she'eno kone gomer achar shtar kesef shekone eino din she gomer achar shtar. Right? So if you had a shtar at the beginning, so then chuppah afterwards would be kone. So let's let kesef also be, would be gomer. So let's let kesef also be gomer, since we know kesef is stronger than chuppah because it could have also done the tchila. So here at Marsha says something very interesting. It says v'nira d'yesh lomar. Kevan the kesef v'shtar shavin hein b'tchilas akinyan. That kesef and shtar, at the beginning of the kinyan process, kesef and shtar are equal to each other. Kamo the name of my ome hai kesef me hai kesef. Just like the same way that you can say, why is the second kesef stronger than the first kesef? Since kesef equals shtar, name of my ome hai shtar me hai kesef. So the same way you could say, why is this shtar stronger than kesef? Really, it should be the other way around, right? Why is this kesef stronger than the shtar? Seems like you should be asking the question the other way around. Or why is then my ome high shtar, my kesef my high shtar? Aval b'chuppah de ka'amar shetikne. The idea that chuppah would finish the process, hainu shegomeres af b'tchila. So what we're saying, that the chuppah should be gomer, we really mean that it should finish at the beginning. In other words, what? How many chuppahs? Sounds like one chuppah. V'teid the kehu dim lo kein l'rav huna may ome hai chuppah mehai chuppah. Right? If our assumption is we have two chuppahs, so then we go back to the mayome problem. Doesn't make sense to have the same thing twice. So apparently, if we're going to use chuppah, we mean one chuppah. This is the Rav Safek, right? But apparently, we really only use one chuppah. So ve'elahakshos in kain heichel afivuna chuppah shigomeris betchilas kinyan. So if you're going to say that, how could it be that? How does Rav Huna understand that chuppah should be gomeris at the beginning from kesef? How could he learn that out from kesef? She'eino ela kone. Kesef only does the one. V'neima dayo lavo min hadin. Right, dayo you saw in Tosfos before, the beginning of Tosfos. Do you know what the principle of dayo means? Was it clear, by the way? Should I introduce that? Okay, sorry, just to give a little background. What dayo means normally is it's a limitation on the power of kal v'chomer. That kal v'chomer means that, let's say, if I'm stronger than you, so if you can lift 50 pounds, so kal v'chomer, I can lift 50 pounds. But maybe you want to say, okay, kal v'chomer, if you can lift 50 pounds, I'm stronger, I can lift 100 pounds. So no, that's not acceptable as a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means that something that's true about A, and B is more than A, the same thing is true. But you can't take it further and say, okay, something is true about A, and B is more than A, so B is even more on that this than A. So that's called dayo lavo min hadin lios kenidon. That din is a word for kal v'chomer. So lavo min kal v'chomer, it's enough dayo that it should be like the first thing, but not that it should be more than the first thing. So here we have a problem of dayo. So you could have said that how could we try to learn out chuppah from kesef? We're trying to attribute more power to chuppah than we have to kesef, and it's going to be a problem with dayo. The kal v'chomer shouldn't work. D'yesh lomar d'linyan kona tchila b'chuppah, the idea that chuppah should acquire at the beginning, lo tzarech kal v'chomer, d'gomeres adifalei l'Rav Huna, k'mo shekos of le'el. By Rav Huna's whole point, his whole assumption in the Gemara, was that finishing is an extra accomplishment. So therefore, for that we don't need. The fact that chuppah is gomer, that we know by itself. Our only question is, should we also say that it's kona? The cheva de gomeris al karchik de kona nami. So the Kavan, the Mikhraf Kavachomer, Mifra Kavachomer, Lamrin and Dayu, the name of the Gemara is after Tchila. So therefore, since that we won't say Dayu in a place where it takes away the whole Kavachomer, so therefore it works even to be Gomer at the beginning. So essentially, the Marsha is basically favoring the assumption that how many chuppas do we have here?
One.
Seems like one, right? Except at the end he says, Vitzarachi in Becholze. Who knows? Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. So here you see the Marsha apparently assuming that there's really one chuppah of salvation, thinking that that's not exactly, or that that's the most likelihood, but that it doesn't seem like that's what Tosfos is saying, right? But Misvara, the Marsha being mislipic about this, and the Rav really thinking logically that there should be one process of chuppah, and that it should be Bechlal Masayim, and it should include everything. Now then you have Tosfos' apparent assumption that that's not exactly what's going on, and that that Kesef wouldn't work that way, and then that becomes self-defeating because of my omen. Now, I should mention, maybe I'll expand on this tomorrow, maybe I'll give you this to see tomorrow. The Marashal assumes differently. The Marashal and the Yamshul Shlomo, for technical reasons, assumes that there are two chuppas here. That it's chuppa after chuppa. Now, the Ritva really kind of undermines this whole discussion, because the Ritva introduces another element. Did you see the Ritva? Right, so what does the Ritva say? The Ritva and Dalet and Beis?
It's about the fact that Chuppah isn't the Gomer.
Okay, so why not? Right, because what's okay, so what's the question, right, just to get to technically? He's talking at Dalet and Beis, where the Gemara had a Havamina of learning from Yibum. So in the context of the whole Yibum discussion, so the Ritva asks, why don't we say that just like by Yibum, Bia is able to finish it off, is able to be Gomer. So therefore, we could derive here also. So the Ritva concludes that there's a fundamental difference between Chuppah and Bia. And what's that difference? Like Jonah said, right, that Bia is the end of the process. That does the whole thing. Chuppah is actually not the end of the process. But Chuppah leads to Bia, and that's why it works. So here he's introducing a whole other element. It's not just what comes before, it's what comes afterwards. So speaking of what comes afterwards, so we'll have to see tomorrow how this all comes together and then integrate this back into the question actually of how Kiddushei Bia works. But just to chazer the key points of what we saw, really we didn't see so much in terms of text. We saw Gemara, Tosfos, and Amar Shah, but we saw that there were a number of elements that were exposed there. That the Gemara, first of all, assumes that Gemira is more powerful than Tchila, and if something works for Tchila, it should work for Gemira as well. We weren't 100% sure why that is, but we considered the question. And then Tosfos flips it and assumes the same logic could work in the opposite direction, and we could say that something that works for Gemira should for sure work for Tchila, which logically could exist by itself, but the problem is it's the opposite of the Gemara's assumption. So it seems to be more based on just which process has more going for it, and not what specific act it accomplishes. And then the conclusion of Tosfos that assumes that Kesef would have to be twice, and therefore that's self-defeating, because why have the same process twice? What's going to be better the second time around? And we saw that that seems to be assuming that if you're using the same process for both, it's happening twice. When it comes to chuppah, that doesn't necessarily have to be our assumption. Rav Soloveitchik's assumption was that it makes more sense that it's once, and that seems to be the Maharsha's premise as well. And then we mentioned here this Ritva that adds another element that chuppah is actually significant because of what happens afterwards. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will try to bring this all together and see how it connects. All right, I wish everyone a wonderful day. Should stay warm, stay dry, So the problem is, we still have to wait another few minutes then.